The following page talks about specific conditions. Now, this isn't broken down per individual. The last page does that, with obviously doesn't give names or anything else. But this just gives overall diagnoses, and you can see square at the top is COVID-19. And so we still, and most of that, as far as the hospitalizations and such, are a little bit in the past at this point. But we still, that is our highest paid category underneath the health plan is COVID, which I thought was a little interesting.
And I understand that we're having more and more come up with it again.
It is coming in. The you know, who knows where we're headed, but so far, hospitalizations have not spiked as much as cases, which means the claims impact is not as much in this wave as it has been in the past. But you never know. Hospitalizations may just be lagging and they may pop up, but we do have, you know, certainly there are certain people in the hospital right now, but it's not as, the case numbers to the hospitalizations is not as high.
Mm-hmm. So. Does it affect the insurance in any way of the policy now? And I guess it's probably through Medicare, the hospital. They don't necessarily admit them. They put them, they're in a room, you're in the hospital, but unless you know to look at the board, instead of saying patient, it's observatory.
I'm not that familiar with it, and it really would just come down to if the hospital has a lower billing, you know, for that, mm-hmm. then certainly that would flow through to the insurance. But if the hospital charges the same amount as they would if they were inpatient, yeah. It really wouldn't make a difference.
It makes a difference on that patient, mm-hmm. if they, because they have to be in the hospital for 3 days for certain things.
Right.
And then, mm-hmm. but that just kind of a.
Well, I do know that when you look at inpatient care, that there are different levels, right? There's yeah. critical care. There's, you mm-hmm. know, there's, you know, observation is typically the lowest billed. Mm-hmm. So more than likely, that is a lower bill that would then flow through Cox and less money that would be paid out through the insurance. Mm-hmm. So the next page then talks about various high-dollar prescriptions. A lot of those are what they call anti-inflammatories, whereas people that get treated with Crohn's or psoriasis or arthritis or, you know, basically inflammation, which is a big thing that the medicine is targeting these days, that's great that those drugs are available, but as you can see, some of them are very, very expensive. And so those flow through to the insurance and the cost. There's diabetes drugs in there. Humira is typically in the top five. It's number seven for you guys, and that's good because it's very expensive. And then finally, the back page, which is really what I believe, you know, is where you win or lose on your insurance contract. These are your shock claims. And if you remember, the far left column talks about active or terminated. You have a couple of people who are no longer on the plan where, so they're, you know, this shock report, they would actually be taken out at renewal. You can see the COVID-19 cases. We have four of them showing on here, so that would have been more than likely hospitalizations to show up on this report. And then there's, you know, there's several other conditions. But one of the things I really look at is the far right column where it says last DOS, that stands for date of service. And there are many, many of these people that have not had treatment in 2022. You can see the last date of service is actually back in 21. In some cases, there's one of them that's even back to 2020. Sometimes that happens when they're dickering back and forth about a bill and you know, finally come to terms, and that's when it gets paid. So all in all, tail of the tape is good news. So far, we've got a few more months, obviously, to get behind us to where we know for sure where we're going to be. But as we sit today, we should be in reasonable shape to have a decent renewal and maybe not as much of a dogfight with the insurance marketplace. So that's the tail of the tape today. I know Mrs. Moeller has been meeting with her wellness committee and talking about different options. Around a wellness program. Tobacco cessation is part of that discussion, I know. There are also people, we've had several visit with Peggy, our Medicare lady, that comes in and talks to people about Medicare options and things of that nature. Had one in, I think it was last week or the week before, I can't remember for sure, but anyway, had heard the two of them talking in our office. And so we continue to meet and see folks, but with that, that's really all I came to share with you guys today, unless you have questions.
We appreciate good news.
Yeah, never hurts. We'll just, hopefully the next time I come, we'll continue. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess we'll recess upstairs for a Road and Bridge roundtable discussion right now.
Okay.
We're late.
It's a very important day.
We'll be in recess. I have 9:37 a.m.